Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose. Cutting down to the truth through history and experience. The Scalpel is proudly sponsored by Z-Bone's Bone Conducting Headphones. Learn more at zbones.io. Subscribe to The Scalpel wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast, on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge. Email kfr@scalpeledge.com or the website scalpeledge.com. The next episode of The Scalpel starts now.
Welcome to The Scalpel. This is Dr. Keith Rose. At the beginning of August, the White House, according to the Boston Globe on August 1st, the White House has been clear that Biden, I'm President Biden with an asterisk, would have liked to extend the federal eviction moratorium because of the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. Then shortly after that, the head of the CDC, a woman that is a political appointee that who was not elected, basically just laughed and flaunted in the case of actual settled law or a ruling from the Supreme Court and stated that tenants no longer had to pay landlords. Of course, she has no authority for that, but she's doing that because the Biden administration has signaled that there's a lot of variants out there, so she's doing that for the people. But she's not extending the landlord's ability to not pay the mortgage companies or the corporations that loan them the money for the buildings, so it puts more small businesses in extremis. But what I'm seeing is a bunch of political and medical deviants push reactions to variants that they either knew were coming or they're using to push an ideology or a globalist perspective to crush the economy and to reshape the United States of America into what a few select elites feel it should be. You understand the definition of a deviant. It's just departing from the norm. A deviant social behavior. I'm seeing deviant medical behaviors from people in the medical ruling class because they're not following the science. They're deviating from the norms in medicine and health. These established norms through evidence-based medicine over centuries of trial and error. They're deviating because they need to push these variants in order to get to a goal of reshaping the nation we live in. So are these COVID shots we're getting right now, these vaccines, are they causing these dangerous quote-unquote mutations? Why are the deviants, the political and medical deviants, pushing these variants? Because these vaccines, we know, don't provide robust immunity. We know that because that's what the makers say. We know that they're overused and they allow viruses to mutate in potentially hazardous ways. And if we look at recent history, these COVID variants emerged around mid-December 2020, which ironically enough coincides with the rollout of the first vaccines. So where are these variants coming from and why now? And why are these variants being used to force communities back into draconian lockdowns? And more importantly, why are communities, isolated countries, and communities that have high vaccination rates and draconian lockdowns like Australia, New Zealand, why are they having a sudden increase in variants? some of the answers given by health professionals on social media when they're asked, why are these variants emerging during the first year when no COVID injections were available, and then they only popped up after we had these mass jab campaigns? When they're asked, one answer was, oh, I guess our surveillance sucked at the time, but it's beginning to get better now since these variants are more, quote, rampant. That's what one medical deviant said. Two variants with a measurably different behavior did not emerge until mid-December 2020, which just so happened to be the time when the first COVID shots or vaccines or jabs were rolled out. Now, the fact checkers are working overtime trying to debunk any connection between the, quote, vaccine rollouts and the emergent of variants by showing that variants were identified in various areas before the shots were introduced to those same regions. However, anyone with just minimal curiosity can look and find out that the vaccine makers at the time were conducting large-scale trials in those areas well before the shots or vaccines or jabs or gene therapy became available to the public. I'll give you an example. Pfizer enrolled more than 46,000 participants in the United States. Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, Germany, and Turkey. AstraZeneca injected thousands in those areas, and there were 23,000 in participants in UK, Brazil, and South Africa. And here's what's very interesting, that actually where the vaccines were first rolled out in trials is where these variants are first emerging. They're happening in the same place the trials took place. They happened in the same place the trials took place. Let's just take the Delta variant. The Delta variant, the B.1.617.2, was initially identified in India December 1st and 11th in 2020. Now, the fact checkers will tell you that the COVID jabs were not rolled out in India till mid-January 2021. But what they don't tell you is that the phase 3 trials for BioNTech's Covaxin were initiated in Bharat, India, November 16, 2020. And by December 22, 2020, 22,500 volunteers had received the jab. And then the variants emerged. You have a lot of medical deviants. You have a lot of scientific deviants. You have a plethora of political deviants all pushing draconian measures for variants that have suddenly come into existence almost simultaneously with COVID vaccines. Now, I'm sure people are going to say that I'm anti-vax, and I'm not. I've been vaccinated for multiple diseases. As a child, I was vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella. I've had the smallpox vaccine. I was involved when the military was vaccinating people for anthrax back at the first Gulf War until they realized that was a total disaster. So yes, I understand vaccinations. I understand vaccines. And I understand that this gene therapy doesn't fit the definition. Another doctor, Dr. Gert van der Bosch, whose resume includes work with GSK Biologicals, Novartis Vaccines, Solvay Biologicals, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he published an open letter to the World Health Organization back in March of 2021. And in the letter, Dr. Bosch warned that implementing a global mass vaccination campaign during the height of the pandemic could create a, quote, uncontrollable monster, where evolutionary pressure will force the emergence of new and potentially more dangerous mutations. He went on to say there can be no doubt that continued mass vaccination campaigns will enable new, more infectious viral variants to become increasingly dominant and ultimately result in a dramatic incline in new, increase in new cases despite enhanced vaccine coverage rates. There can be no doubt either that this situation will soon lead to complete resistance of circulating variants to the current vaccine. Now, Dr. Bush was then attacked as a conspiracy theorist, as a whack job. But when he said this on March 6th, it's exactly what we're seeing right now. This man has a significant background in virology. And he's correct. This man was pillared because he wasn't a medical deviant shifting from the norm, but he was an actual doctor who said, I'm not going to do harm. And this could be a problem. There's even been papers written about this, about, quote, leaky vaccines that promote mutation and mutations. In short, when vaccines don't provide robust immunity, like natural immunity, and they're overused, they allow viruses to mutate in potentially hazardous ways. Just like if you give antibiotics too much and they fail to eradicate the bacteria, then the antibiotic-resistant bacteria, they flourish, they overgrow. And in the same way, overuse of vaccines that don't provide immunity can allow a virus to mutate inside vaccinated individuals. And then they become variants that evade the vaccine-induced immunity. And as we already know, COVID-19 jabs do not prevent infection or transmission. Not my words, just the makers of the so-called gene therapy vaccine. Hence, the variants created inside vaccinated people will spread, attacking both vaccinated and unvaccinated alike. That's where you get medical deviants pushing these variants. I mean, this hypothesis was confirmed in a 2015 study in PLOS Biology, and I'll have this in the show notes, which found imperfect vaccination can enhance the transmission of highly virulent pathogens. If you listened to the show yesterday, you'll understand that there was a paper done by the Chinese in their medical journals that also showed that imperfect vaccination primes the subject, which in this case was cats, to be sensitive to pathogens and have a hyperactive response. The bottom line is, if you don't vaccinate correctly, you can create a highly virulent pathogen. And there is a theoretical expectation that some types of vaccines could prompt the evolution of more virulent, or what we call hotter, pathogens. And this idea follows the notion that natural selection removes the pathogen strains that are so, quote, hot that they kill their hosts and therefore themselves. Vaccines that let hosts survive but don't prevent the spread of that pathogen, in theory, relax this selection and allow the evolution of more virulent pathogens to occur. And this type of vaccine is called a leaky vaccine, which ironically enough would come from a leaky progressive party, from a leaky administration, from complete deviance. That is, people that have moved away from the norm of history and experience and have subjected our society to dangerous variants. We know this. We've seen it in science. Leaky vaccines were talked about. It was reported on in mainstream media publications by multiple research outlets. And some of these mainstream media that reported on this were National Geographic, Quantum Magazine, which took a deep dive into this in May 2018 and had the following observations. The most crucial need right now is for vaccine scientists to recognize the relevance of evolutionary biology in their field. Last month, when more than 1,000 vaccine scientists gathered in Washington, D.C. at the World Vaccine Congress, the issue of vaccine-induced evolution was not even the focus of any scientific session. And that's part of the problem, because researchers are afraid. They're too nervous to talk about it and call attention to the potential evolutionary effects, because they fear in doing so, the public might fear or distrust the vaccines. Let me help these scientists out a little bit. The public already fear and distrust the current medical bureaucracy and administration. And that's why a majority of people aren't getting vaccines. That's why one of the largest groups that the media is not reporting on that refuse to get the vaccine are the, quote, PhDs in this country. You know, the educated elite. Evidently, they don't want to get the vaccine. Because COVID shots, jabs, the vax, they don't make you immune against the virus. They only lessen the symptoms of infection. And they're the perfect example of these, quote, leaky vaccines that can allow a virus to potentially mutate within a mildly ill host. Maybe that's why we're seeing places that have high vaccination rates just have rampant new variant outbreaks. Simply having the virus mutating inside you isn't necessarily dangerous, however. The viral load also plays an important role in determining how dangerous this is to the vaccinated person who's ever carrying this mutation. And if your viral load is low, the risk of you transmitting the mutated virus is low. But if your viral load is high and you have active symptoms, then the risk of transmission increases accordingly. Maybe that's why the Biden administration said if you've had the vaccine, you still need to mask. Maybe they know something they don't want to talk about. Maybe they're political deviants that won't discuss medical variants or the COVID variants truthfully. And when it comes to the Delta variant, there isn't a whole lot of good news for people that have received one or more of these COVID shots. Because as researchers have shown, fully vaccinated individuals who develop breakthrough infections with the Delta variant have the same viral loads as unvaccinated individuals who were infected with the virus. And that was reported by Reuters, August 2nd, 2021. Stated, among people infected by the Delta variant of the coronavirus, fully vaccinated people with breakthrough quote-unquote infections may be just as likely as unvaccinated people to spread the virus to others, new research suggests. The higher amount of the coronavirus in the nose and throat, the more likely the patient will infect others. And in one Wisconsin county, after the Delta variant became so prominent, researchers analyzed the viral loads. And they were the first to diagnose this. They found that viral loads in vaccinated and unvaccinated patients, listen to this, were the same with levels high enough to allow shedding of infected virus. And people screaming that vaccinated people are safe and that unvaccinated people are killing people and putting, quote unquote, their lives at risk are deviants. They've shifted from the norm and they don't understand the science. Because after this study in Dane County in Madison, Wisconsin, the findings indicate that vaccinated people should take steps to prevent the spread of COVID-19 virus to others. You know, just like unvaccinated people, I guess. But what they don't talk about is when unvaccinated people get COVID-19 and recover, they have fully robust immune function. Now, the latest variant is the Lambda, which was first identified in Peru, and I worked in Peru for a number of years. It's now spreading through South America like the Delta variant, and the Lambda is more infectious than the original SARS-CoV-2 virus, and unlike the Delta, appears to be even more resistant to vaccine-induced antibodies. According to Reuters, three spike protein mutations help it resist neutralization by vaccine-induced antibodies. While some claim the emergence of Delta and Lambda is just, you know, a justification for another booster shot with an experimental gene therapy that didn't work the first time and evidently caused more people potentially to have gotten a variant. Rockefeller University researchers point out that the third dose might raise the number of antibodies, but listen to this, it won't improve their ability to neutralize the viruses. Those researchers from Rockefeller University said a third dose can't neutralize any of the variants any better than the two doses. Then we're back at the beginning of this vicious cycle where imperfect neutralization drives additional mutation. I'm going to repeat that. Imperfect neutralization drives additional mutation. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that because, as Cheryl Atkinson reported on, most identified cases of COVID-19 in Barnstable County, Massachusetts, a town that had three-quarters of the population fully vaccinated, 74%, most but not all, had the Delta variant. And that was the Delta variant. 75% of the people that were vaccinated got the Delta variant. And additionally, 4 out of 5 hospital patients were fully vaccinated. Only one patient that was admitted was not fully vaccinated. So how's that for transparency? How's that for the vax working when it doesn't? So you have a vaccine that they told you probably won't do anything, and it not only hasn't, but could be even the impetus for causing these variants. That's why in science, you test hypothesis, and then you're honest with yourself, and you see what works and what doesn't. That's why these phase 3 trials take a longer period of time, and you can't just rush a vax out. But if you do, you need to have continuous weekly safety briefings, which aren't happening. You're not hearing about the problems with the vaccine. The only thing you're hearing are these political deviants telling you that you're the problem because you won't take a vaccine, an experimental vaccine that by the CDC's own numbers has killed more people than all other vaccines combined. And now it appears it's causing variants that are infecting more and more people. Even today, the CDC acknowledged that COVID-19 viral load is, quote, simply high in both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. And that's a result, officials say, of the Delta variant. So from the start, virologists said there would be natural variants to COVID-19. They also accurately predicted the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines would wear down in a matter of months. And I think it was pretty much never very effective, not years. So now the CDC is confirming that current COVID-19 jabs are not working effectively against COVID-19. But there is a contrast. Because millions of Americans who got COVID-19 infections and fought it off, either with or without symptoms, are proving to have much better, longer-lasting, durable immunity so far than those that have been vaccinated. And ironically enough, that too was predicted by honest virologists. And Americans are now told the Delta variant is a pandemic among the unvaccinated, when it is just the opposite. But the CDC appears to be trying to prop up this narrative by not reporting breakthrough infections in vaccinated individuals unless they are hospitalized or die. I know this. I'm on staff at a few hospitals. And they've acknowledged that if someone has a positive PCR test run at a cycle threshold count below 28, that means they look at people that are vaccinated and they run the cycle threshold count to get that positive PCR test below 28, but they run the same PCR test with a cycle threshold count of 40 or above. Therefore, when you're unvaccinated, they're running more cycle thresholds to make sure an unvaccinated is going to be positive. So you have even hospitals, you have labs running higher cycle threshold counts for unvaccinated people and lowering the cycle threshold count for the vaccinated ones. And after the higher cycle threshold count, there's a greater chance of a false positive so that deviant media people can run to the airways and tell you we have a mass increase in cases, we need to mask children, we need to lock down and crush the economy again. Because people aren't paying attention to actual history and experience. They're not looking at the Israeli data that shows the waning effectiveness of the Pfizer shot. And Israel is now doubling down, recommending a third booster shot for people over the age of 60, as the data shows the Pfizer injection is under 40% effective. And that's only relative to the decreasing symptoms. And it's down from 64% relative effectiveness 2 weeks earlier. And they believe this is because of the Delta variant. Now, currently, almost 70% of Israelis have received at least one dose of the Pfizer's injection, and 62% have received two doses. Yet you're seeing a large number of Israelis that are currently being infected with the Delta variant that are double vaccinated. There's a lot of information out there, and a lot of people are calling me and friends of mine, and they're saying, what about the vaccine? What do we know? Well, here's what we know, and I want to reiterate it. We know there are some good doctors out there, good doctors that have been, that are researchers, that are medical clinical doctors that have been showing us the difficulty they're having in getting the actual truth out. So you have to search for it. But what we do know that if you had COVID-19, then you have immunity. If you've had a vaccine, then you're not immune. What we do know is that there are good early treatments that can treat COVID-19. And what we do know from the CDC's own numbers, that this is a disease that is 99.9% survival across all age groups. And there's some great protocols out there to treat this disease. So now the vaccine's causing more questions than answers again. I talked about why we shouldn't mass vaccinate our military. And I think this is another reason. Do the vaccines leak, or is there a trigger form down the line? We don't know, because this is experimental gene therapy. And I will add, it's gene therapy that's been around for about 15 plus years. Dr. Fauci tried to use a similar type of vaccine in HIV and failed miserably, but that's probably not a shock to anyone that knows about Dr. Fauci. But the invincible ignorance of the deviance in the medical bureaucracy, the deviance in the political uniparty, are telling us that we need to wear masks, lock down, crush the economy, because the variants are coming. Educate yourself. Get out there and share this information with others. It's the only way we are going to be able, as true Americans, to keep freedom rolling.
Head high, protest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. In God we trust, or the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution. With Dr. Keith Rose. The Scalpel is proudly sponsored by Z-Bone's Bone Conducting Headphones. Learn more at zbones.io. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to The Scalpel wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast, on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge, email kfr@scalpeledge.com, or the website scalpeledge.com.